Well, the arrest of another Australian in Malaysia has focused attention again on that country's mandatory death penalty for drug offences. It revealed on the weekend that a 34-year-old Australian woman was picked up by police earlier this month after 1 kilo of methamphetamine was allegedly found in a car she was travelling in. Anyone found in possession of at least 50 grams of methamphetamine is considered to be a drug trafficker in Malaysia, and the offence carries a death sentence by hanging. In March, another Australian was charged with drug trafficking after he allegedly tried to sell 167 grams of methamphetamine. Malaysia has shown little mercy to foreigners on death row. Australians Kevin Barlow and Brian Chambers were hanged in July 1986, followed by Michael McAuliffe in June 1993. And Surendran is one of his country's most prominent anti-death penalty campaigners. He's the founder of Lawyers for Liberty in Malaysia and the vice president of the People's Justice Party. He says government secrecy means it's hard to know how many people have been sent to the gallows in Malaysia for drug crimes. He's speaking here with our political editor, Alison Carabine.
It's impossible to know because the government is extremely secretive when it comes to statistics on trials, executions, pending appeals. Very difficult to get statistics in this country. We have no idea.
And why is the government so secretive when it comes to capital punishment?
For a very simple reason. I think the implementation of the of capital punishment, the trial processes, all involve a certain degree of unfairness towards the accused person. It's also a sensitive matter, which could become a public issue if it receives airing in the public media. For example, the same problem has been occurring in Singapore. So, you know, the government is anxious not to allow the opposition to make an issue out of it. So they're very tight-fisted when it comes to information.
Is there any evidence that capital punishment in Malaysia acts as a strong deterrent?
There's absolutely no evidence that capital punishment acts as a deterrent. In fact, that capital punishment is actually making the problem of drug trafficking worse and not better, for the simple reason that those who are executed are almost exclusively drug mules. The drug kingpins, those who really profit from the drug trafficking trade, the masterminds of the drug trade, the international drug trade, including that in Malaysia, are never caught. And therefore, the death penalty just gives a false sense of security to the people. The government is trying to give a false sense of security to the people by implementing the death penalty.
Would there be much awareness of any Australians caught up in this situation in Malaysia? Do foreigners, when they are arrested, attract much public attention?
Sometimes, yes. But, for example, in the case of these two Australians, I myself cannot recall their cases. So the government tries to keep it quiet when they do charge foreigners for drug trafficking. So I think the awareness is poor. The awareness is certainly poor. Everything is done hush-hush. Executions are secretly done in this country. There are no prior announcements. People don't know. At dawn, people are executed and the country doesn't know. It's done hush-hush in this country.
Does your country ever show any leniency towards foreigners who are convicted of drug trafficking?
Yes, but rarely. Rarely, but many more have been executed as opposed to the one or two cases where leniency has been shown. However, many foreigners have been hanged without mercy. Barlow and Chambers, Australians, there was a UK citizen who was also hanged in the 90s, I remember. Many cases where foreigners have been hanged, yes.
Yeah, that third Australian was Michael McAuliffe, who was hanged in June 1993. Now, Malaysia, Surendran, Malaysia not only has the death penalty, it's a mandatory death penalty when it comes to drug-related crime. Singapore is moving to abolish their mandatory death penalty for drug couriers. Singaporean judges would be given the discretion to impose other punishments, such as life imprisonment or even caning. Are there any similar moves underway in Malaysia to remove the mandatory nature of the death penalty?
Absolutely not. There is no indication of any kind of move. There is no public debate even on this issue. That kind of a movement and that kind of awareness has not taken off in this country. The fact of the matter is Malaysia execute executes a great deal more than Singapore, being a much larger country, and so there is little awareness. It doesn't look like there's going to be any such change in the law in this country. There's very, very little hope for those who are on that throw at present.
But it's not just human rights groups who are calling for the abolition of the death penalty. The Malaysian Bar also wants it removed from the legal system. Is there... So, but I take it there's no political support at all for abolishing the death penalty in Malaysia.
The problem is not so much no political support. There's really not been a serious campaign to abolish the death penalty. There have been a few attempts here and there, but the movement has not caught fire in this country. The government is indifferent. The ruling government is indifferent to human rights issues. And that may also have a problem, maybe a reason why, you know, there's very little chance of the death penalty being done away with in our country. There's hardly any pressure within the country for the government to do anything about it. And I don't think that there's that very much international pressure, because as I said, things are done hush-hush in our country. It's all being done on a regular basis, like a fire, like a factory line. People are being executed at dawn. And no one seems to care.
And is police corruption another complicating factor?
We have to understand that in Malaysia, corruption is endemic within the system. And I am talking about within the enforcement authorities themselves. We know that police chiefs are involved in the drug trade. That's a fact. And it's been a scandalous fact. There has been public revelations about that, but the government will not do anything. There is no independent complaints mechanism in our country against enforcement authorities, police, etc. The drug trade is a huge billion-dollar trade. So this is the problem, the endemic corruption within the police force, the inefficiency and the corruption that is within our police force. It's a scandal that is very difficult for us. It's a situation that is very difficult for us to do something, because as you know, in our country, the media is controlled. There's very little freedom of expression, but there has never been a proper investigation into these matters. So there are several Australians may be victims of the kind of corruption that you see in our country, in our police force.
That's N. Sarindran, a human rights lawyer in Malaysia, speaking with Alison Carabine from Kuala Lumpur. And the unnamed Melbourne woman has not yet been charged. She's due to appear in court on this charge on Tuesday. Dominic Bird, who's pleaded not guilty, will have his hearing date fixed next month, and he's likely to go to trial in November.